Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're going to share a boatload of Desert Island Jukebox picks, music to help us get through this moment in time. But first, let's talk about how this moment, this pandemic, is impacting the music industry.
Greg, before we talk about the impact of the pandemic on the music industry at large, we have to talk about the impact on Sound Opinions. I'm recording remotely in my home. You are in yours. Our four producers are all in theirs, scattered across the Chicago area. The engineers at our home station are recording us remotely. Never in 748 shows have we done one this way. Everything has changed with this pandemic. Our focus is the music industry. We saw a rash of tour cancellations. You name it, artists all over the map. The two major promotion companies that control the majority of concerts across the country shut down everything they were doing, reluctantly. And we have seen a rash of festival cancellations, South by Southwest, Coachella, Glastonbury, Stagecoach. It's going to take some time for the live music industry to recover from this. My concern is, will the festival model be done for good? Is it a good idea to have tens of thousands of people congregating in a field on top of one another? And what's going to become of the mom-and-pop clubs that are the lifeblood of what we care about most? They operate on shoestring margins to begin with, and being closed for a number of weeks, will they ever recover?
Yeah, we're also talking about the musical community, the musicians and artists who sustain, who are the basis, the foundation of that industry that you were talking about, unable to tour. The primary source of revenue for artists for the last two decades, as we know in this digital world, has been through touring and the ability to sell merchandise while on the road. That has been taken away. And it's interesting, Jim, as you know, a lot of these musicians and artists, when they're not on the road, are working in the service industry. They're bartenders,
yes,
they're waiters, waitresses. And those jobs have gone as well. So now we have a number of people in this community who are out of work. We are seeing some efforts. The Recording Academy and its charitable foundation, Music Cares, has launched a COVID-19 relief fund. They're each chipping in $1 million as a first step. They realize that's just a small portion of the kind of funding and revenue that's going to be needed to keep this community afloat, but they're making an effort to at least bring some income into the coffers over the next few months.
You know, this has also kick-started the conversation anew, taken it to a whole new level about the equities of streaming audio. We saw Bandcamp do a one-day experiment where it waived its fee of any music purchased and downloaded from that service. And generally speaking, they are more equitable than the 800-pound gorilla, Spotify. A lot of people are saying to Spotify, we have been asking you for some time, mm-hmm, a lot of musicians are saying, to make the revenue available to us from free streaming audio more equitable. And that conversation is taking on a very new urgency. That having been said, Greg, we are seeing a record burst of creativity of people self-quarantined in their homes giving us concerts. Some big names: Coldplay's Chris Martin, John Legend, Pink, Keith Urban, Diplo, Death Cab for Cutie's Ben Gibbard, cranky old Neil Young, right? And a million little names. I just before coming into tape saw a guy named Billy Higgins, somebody who's a Facebook follower, posted a video in his living room of him playing Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots by the Flaming Lips, saying, yeah, cross out that Yoshimi is a judo-playing robot and think of it as the virus.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that this whole component, these virtual concerts, I looked at the NPR music list that is being compiled on the NPR site as well as the WBEZ site, a very handy one-stop shopping guide to various streaming platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, that are holding these concerts. Many of them are free. There are some that are requiring registration or a subscription, but many of them are free. Artists like Ben Gibbard, Amy Rigby, Low Cut Connie, Waxahachie. You know, I saw this whole series by this great jazz pianist, Fred Hirsch. And this is one way that these artists are keeping in connection with their audience.
You know, one thing that these concerts are underscoring is that you cannot force a, I'm hesitant even to use this word anymore, viral moment in the internet sense, right? It is the people, the non-professional musicians, the amateur musicians who do this for love that are inspiring me. And I think about that video from Siena, Italy, where so many people are dying, people of Italy going out on their balconies of apartment buildings and uniting in song. It really underscores the power and why we've devoted our lives to talking about this art form.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
That, of course, is the Desert Island Jukebox theme. This week, as we social distance, we are all on our own virtual desert islands. Our team of producers thought it would be a great idea to add a fresh batch of Desert Island Jukebox picks to this virtual machine that keeps us company in our solitude. This is music we can't live without, and that happens to seem particularly well-suited to this moment in time. Sort of the ultimate Desert Island Jukebox tracks, Greg, for you and me, but also that resonate right now with so many of us turning to music as our main source, really a reason for living, as I called my fanzine when I was a kid. And I meant it then, I still do 40 years later.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. When we talked about this idea as this coronavirus was spreading and the crisis was spreading, first piece of music that popped into my head was a song by Laurie Anderson called Love Among the Sailors. And the reason it did is because I saw her on the night of 9/11 in Chicago performing that very song, and it really unified the few hundred of people who were out at that show. I had covered for the Chicago Tribune, and I was really glad I had that opportunity. And I think the people who ended up showing up in a time of crisis were really gratified, too, by that moment and that performance. The song was written, again, in 1994, and it seemed to predict the events of that day. And, again, it seems incredibly observant of what we're feeling in this day and age. There's a hot wind blowing. It moves across the oceans and into every port. A plague, a black plague. There's danger everywhere. And then there's another line, and you're all alone on an island now tuning in. At the end of the song, she talks about this whole notion of being violated, threatened, but still somehow yearning for community. Hombres, sailors, comrades. You know, that's how the song ends. It's a beautiful, powerful moment about rallying together the community. And, you know, we're on these islands, Jim, but we can talk to each other. You know, we're still, the music is still translating from those islands, and we're reaching out to each other in any way we can, and how important
from the balconies of St. Siena. Yeah.
Absolutely. The people singing to each other in, you know, across the plaza. It's incredible. Laurie Anderson with Love Among the Sailors on Sound Opinions.
There is a hot wind blowing, moves across the oceans and into every port. A plague, a black plague. There's danger everywhere. And you've been sailing. And you're alone on an island now, tuning in. Did you think this was the way your world would end? Hombres, sailors. There's no pure land now, no safe place, and we stand here on the pier watching you drown. Love among the sailors, love among the sailors. There is a hot wind blowing, plague drifts across the ocean. And if this is the work of an angry God, I want to look into his angry face.
Love Among the Sailors, Laurie Anderson track, a great one. Greg Kot's first addition to this special, Ultimate DIJ Tracks of the Moment. Greg, I'm going to turn, I think I'm going to be more predictable than you. I'm turning to artists that define, if I had to choose five, for which I would be ever stranded on a desert island, it would be these five artists. I'm going to turn to a song by Nirvana, but not just any song. You Know You're Right was, for years, the great lost Nirvana song. Greg, the last time we saw the band, they were touring in support of In Utero. You and I were sitting in the balcony of the Aragon Ballroom in Chicago and saw them play an amazing song. I turned to my friend Jim Merlis, who was their publicist at the time, and said, "What is that?" He says, "I have no idea." You came running over and said, "What was that?" We had no idea. It was recorded shortly before Cobain's death in 1994, but it languished for some time until it finally appeared as the first song on a self-titled Greatest Hits album. I think this would have been the hit of the next album that Nirvana made. You Know You're Right. It's one of those wonderfully cryptic Cobain songs where you don't really know what he's talking about, except that that voice speaks volumes. I've been thinking for a long time about how to introduce Nirvana to, say, my students who may not have ever heard them. I don't think in the history of rock and roll there has been any artist with more empathy. He radiates it in his voice and in his lyrics. He cared about people. He understood people's pain. And in fact, that one word, that one four-letter word, pain, repeats itself again and again and again in this song. And he draws it out many syllables long. And you hear that he is in pain and that he also feels for others who are, that he's isolated at this point. It's so warm and calm inside, I no longer have to hide. And he concludes a little while later, whether he's quoting FDR or rephrasing FDR, "You won't be afraid of fear." I think it's a great song for these times, a great song for any time. You Know You're Right by Nirvana.
I will never bother you. I will never promise to. I will never follow you. I will never bother you. Hey!
Know You're Right by Nirvana, a song for our times, for sure, Jim. My next choice is from Guided by Voices. I wanted to shout out to the scientists of the world. We need them more than ever. Maybe not so much. People are trying to diminish their role in this crisis. I think they're absolutely necessary. I think a lot of people think they're absolutely necessary in overcoming a crisis like this. I Am a Scientist by Guided by Voices from their 1994 album, B-1000. Robert Pollard, the leader of that band, Dayton school teacher turned rocker. He certainly appreciated the value of science, the importance of science in helping us solve our problems, including a deadly pandemic. The opening lines of the song, I am a scientist. I seek to understand me, all of my impurities and evils yet unknown. I think Pollard was talking about the quest for self, a better self-understanding. But I think implied in those lines are also, you know, the idea of accumulating data and testing that data to better understand the world is essential to our future. And I think that's what this song really encapsulates. I Am a Scientist by Guided by Voices on Sound Opinions.
I am a scientist, I seek to understand me, all of my impurities and evils yet unknown. I am a journalist, I write to you to show you, I am an incurable and nothing else behaves like me. And I know what's right, but I'm losing sight of the clues for which I search and choose to abuse, to just unlock my mind, yeah, just unlock my mind. I am a pharmacist, prescriptions I will fill you, potions, pills, and medicines to ease your painful lives. I am a lost soul, I shoot myself with rock and roll.
Guided by Voices, I Am a Scientist. You know, journalists also get a shout-out in there,
they do.
Craig.
Yes.
They do. I'm going to go to Public Enemy, probably my all-time favorite hip-hop crew, a crew that I can never get enough of. Black Steel in the Hour of Chaos from the 88 album It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. This is a long track. Chuck D was never better. Flavor Flav, we get just enough of him cheering Chuck on as Chuck tells the story of a jailbreak. And, you know, in some ways, all of us are feeling right now that we are in jail. And I'm not complaining about that. We are locked up and safe at home, and so many people are helping keep society functioning, you know, that have to work. They don't have that option. But you do go a little stir crazy. I think a key line is Chuck talking about every man's got served along with the time they served. Decency was deserved. It is an amazing track where that powerful bullhorn voice of Chuck D is matched by the Bomb Squad's production. There are, as always with the Bomb Squad, a complicated mass of samples going on, a nonstop clatter that always reminds me of the sound of the New York subway and the street, at least when the city was, you know, in full bore. But the key thing you hear is this high-pitched piano sample from a 1969 Isaac Hayes song off of Hot Buttered Soul. I'm going to take a stab at saying it. Hyperbolic, syllabic-esque, Daily Mystic. All one word. I'm slaughtering Isaac's song.
You're very brave.
What a track. Black Steel in the Hour of Chaos by Public Enemy.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it. It said they were suckers. They wanted me for their army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn. I said never. Here is a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me and myself, because they never did. I wasn't with it, but just that very minute it occurred to me. The
suckers had authority. Cold sweating as I dwell in my cell. How long has it been? They got me sitting in a state pen. I gotta get out, but that thought was thought before. I contemplated a plan on the cell floor. I'm not a fugitive on the run, but a brother like me begun to be another one. Public enemy serving time, they drew the line, y'all. They criticized me for some crime. Nevertheless, they could not understand that I'm a black man and I can never be a veteran. On the strength of situations unreal, I got a raw deal. So I'm looking for the steel.
Black Steel in the Hour of Chaos by Public Enemy, an awesome track for a troubled time. After a break, Jim and I are going to share some more Desert Island Jukebox picks for these times. That's coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.